All right. Yeah. So there's something that's happened to me about four times. No, actually, it happens like a lot more than that. And I want to know what it means and what do I do in the situation, because I've never done anything productive with it. And so here's what it is. Like, I'm walking around or just minding my own business, and there's like a girl will come like towards me, right? And it's one of those things where it's like they're probably going to run into you, but it's almost like they have tons of room, and for some reason they don't take it. And so my body language is like, well, I'm just going to stay put because I think that's what the right thing to do is. And a lot of times they actually like, they brush past me. And what do I do in that situation? And are they like, is there a subconscious or conscious intent going on there? What is that about?
A girl or anyone?
Well, no, like somebody, well, more specifically, if it's a girl, you know?
Walking towards you, she has a lot of room to maneuver around you.
Yeah.
And she doesn't take it?
She doesn't take it. And like, several times, right? Like, she brushes shoulders with me.
Well, couldn't she say the same thing about you?
No, because it happens because, like, I don't have a ton of room, right? Because I'm against something. And she's, like, she's got, like I'm on the right side of the hall, for example,
okay.
Right? And she's got the whole hallway. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds kind of strange. It happens often?
It happens, like, way more often than... I mean, like, every few months it'll happen to me, like, maybe a little bit less frequent than that. I mean, it's since it sounds so weird to you, like, I'm going to try to, like, make some more sense out of it. It's like, no, I'm not going to go in there. It's like, it's almost like I feel like it's an invitation to, like, strike up a conversation, but... she's coming at me so straight on that it's just weird. Like, maybe that's not the read.
Well, yeah, I mean, why not? You might as well hit on her, but,
yeah, or I guess let me
here's the thing, just in terms of like tactically, I don't like to ever stop a girl who's walking towards me.
Yeah.
What I like to do this. I let them pass and then I chase after them. Hook and swoop.
Yeah, and that's felt better to me too.
Yeah, so it's no different than any other approach, really. It's just you have that little bit of extra information that she wasn't scared to get close to you. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's no reason to read any more into it than that.
Yeah, you can't really make any, you know, valid deductions from that.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like they're, like, bumping into me on purpose because they want to feel me up if I don't know any better.
I doubt it. They're probably just...
Yeah, it sounds crazy to me. I know.
Yeah. They're probably just
okay.
Zoned out or something.
Right on.
Yeah. My guess. I don't know. Any other questions? Come in, guys. As long as you have them, I'll answer them.
Yeah, I've got a... So I'm going to let someone else say something before I say anything again.
All right, whoever wants to ask a question, you have 10 seconds. Or are asked a question.
Robbie, I was interested, one, in your general reaction to the blog post, the guest post that went up recently about height, and then I also had a few specific questions on it, if you want to do that.
Okay. Go for it. Well, generally,
yeah,
my thoughts are in agreement with both. Is there anything else you're looking for in terms of like how I felt about it or what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you just general reactions or your thoughts on the subject beyond what you've written about. And if you don't have any, I have a few specific questions.
Well, the premise of the article is basically that height seems to matter for shorter girls. And unless you're like 6'3", they're still going to think you're short. So whether you're 5'6 or 5'10 doesn't really make that much of a difference as you think it does. Because really tall girls don't give a fuck how tall guys are because they're just used to being taller than everyone. And they're tower over within heels. Like, my girlfriend is a quarter of an inch shorter than me. I'm 5'. We just got measured. I'm 5'9½", and she's 5'9¼". You know, she wears anywhere between 4 and 6 inch heels, and she's wearing heels, so she's 5 inches, you know, 4 to 6 inches taller than me. She doesn't give a fuck. None of her other model friends give a fuck how tall guys are. The only girls who seem to really want tall guys are the girls who are like the 5'5 to 5, you know, or 5'4 to like 5'7 range. So, you know, you have a big advantage, obviously, if you're like 6'2 and up. But if not, it's all the same. And your personality is going to win them over anyways. So, the article is basically a, you know, wake-up call for guys who are, you know, most guys don't really complain about their height unless they're under 5'8". And they think their height kind of matters when my theory is it really doesn't a whole lot. You know, with it, it's certainly not with like the really tall girls, and you have to make up for it either way. So having a couple extra inches isn't going to help you. Obviously, if you're 6'2", sure, but complaining that instead of being 5'6", you wish you were 5'9", not really going to change anything. Pretty sure that's the gist of the article. Is that right, Fatigue?
Yeah, so so I guess after reading that article, I guess not only after reading that, but also before, I've spent a lot of time looking into sort of just various studies and theories and whatnot on height. And I guess sort of I agree with the vast majority of what you said. I guess what I've sort of found is, on the one hand, there is sort of a universal preference for height. On the other hand, I think there's a lot of ambiguity on how much it actually matters, because height is sort of correlated with so many different things. And then I think it's definitely true that there are a lot of ways that guys can improve regardless of their height. And I think, like you've said, the importance that women place on height changes, one, depending on how tall they are, and then two, what their age is, and maybe to some extent their maturity level. I guess one of the big questions I had after going through a lot of this literature was, I guess in many ways height is sort of like any other attribute, in the sense that whatever the group trends are, there are, if you're talking about any one specific woman, the amount of importance that she puts on height just sort of varies depending on her personality or whatever it is. And I was curious if you've noticed, other than height and age, whether there's something that can generally be predictive as to how much importance any one girl will put on height. Like, are there personality types that tend to care more or less, or something in their backgrounds, or any other ways that one can sort of predict? And then I wonder, I guess sort of the practical aspect about it, for a guy who is shorter, are there ways he can sort of go about pursuing girls in a more efficient way where the yield might be higher?
Well, the basic idea behind why women like taller guys, they want to feel small, they want to feel protected, they want to feel feminine. And they can just look at a big guy and feel and get that feeling, right? Makes them feel good. Smaller guy, when they look at him, they don't know that, right? So doesn't matter how tall you are, you should always, you know, attempt to make women feel like that. And if you're shorter, then the more of an attempt you do to essentially make her feel small, the more attraction that'll generate. Like picking a girl up and spinning her around. Obviously, there's a time and a place to do that, and you might look like an idiot if you do that too soon. Is a, you know, a sign of like dominance and physical strength and power, right? And that's a really good thing. Like I encourage guys who are shorter to work that into their game. It's a lot easier, obviously, at night or, you know, out on a date. Like, just, you know, there's a few different kind of things you can do to pick a girl up, or just, you know, the way that you kind of move through space with her, dancing, whatnot. But you can make up for that height difference, you know, by doing stuff like that. You just need to make them feel small, right? Regardless of how big they are or how small you are. You make them feel small, you're good to go.
And you mean that purely in a physical sense, or does the same principle apply with intellect or status or whatever else?
Yeah, I guess it would apply. You know, the more, I mean, obviously without like demeaning them, it, I don't think that would really help your cause. But, you know, the more powerful you can be, both physically and mentally, emotionally, the better, right?
And then have you found any sort of relation or correlation between how intelligent or wealthy or anything else a woman is and how much she cares about height, or is there no real difference?
I haven't really noticed anything, any factors like that that lead to, you know, certain women wanting taller guys. I think it's just their height. You know, their height is kind of determined how much height matters to them. Really tall girls, it doesn't matter because they're fucking taller than everyone, right? They don't really care. But the funny thing is, it's usually the really, really tiny, short girls that somehow end up with the biggest guys. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. Like, huge guys will be like these tiny little girls. And funny because, you know, they're like, for every like 5'4", 5'5" guy out there, he meets one of these 4'11" or 5-foot girls, and she's dating some fucking giant. Gosh, like what the fuck, right? This guy's 6'6". He could be dating a 6'2" girl, right, and still have his height advantage. But no, he's with a 5-foot girl. So I don't really know. I think that's just a, you know, just the opposites attract sort of thing. I'd have to think about that more, but generally, I haven't found any other correlation, though.
And then I guess the other thing that just sort of occurred to me as I read through a lot of these studies, I think the one of the reasons why these studies sort of seem to indicate that there is a very, or that height really matters is that, although it's true that So it's true that women tend to prefer tall guys, but a lot of the sort of effect that you see, or a lot of the reason why the norm is for men to be taller than women, is because there's also a preference in the other direction, that men do have a very strong preference for dating women who are shorter than them. And I guess I wonder, I'd have to think about this more too, but I wonder if there's a certain type of guy who cares more about height than others, and I wonder if women of a certain height or a certain whatever just become used to hitting on a certain kind of guy, and maybe their sort of perceptions of height are affected by that. I realize that was not even a coherent question, but maybe you sort of get where I'm going with that.
ask it again. Sorry.
Okay. So I guess one of the reasons why it seems like height is very important is because if you look at the average couple, it's very clear that that the norm is for the man to be taller than the woman, and the number of couples where the men and women are of equal heights, or if the woman is taller, are quite rare, and so people assume that that means there's a strong preference. But so part of the reason that's happening is not only because women have a preference for taller guys, but also because men have a preference for short women. And I wonder if
I don't know if men necessarily have a preference for short women, but I think men are intimidated by taller women, and therefore they never pursue them. And you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So it turns into a pretty big problem for taller girls. Like, girls who are tall have a tough time because, you know, there's only a small number of dudes who are tall enough to pursue them, because most shorter guys just won't do it because they don't think they have a chance. And they don't realize that it's not that big of a deal for the tall girls. Like, you know, most guys, like, at least I thought so at one point, I was like, any girl who's like, you know, 5'10 or taller, I'm like, I have no chance with her. She's going to want some like 6'8" guy. But, you know, I've now dated many girls who are, you know, my height, a couple taller, and then obviously in heels, way taller. So that's just kind of a myth. I think if guys knew that you'd see more, you know, if you look at like real high status dudes, a lot of celebrities, powerful men, most of the time you'll probably see them with women that are essentially taller than them, especially in heels. I look around Hollywood, so I don't think men have a preference. I think they're just pussies.
And I guess I had one more, which is, in your sort of personal experience, have you found where you have been with women who are either the same height or taller, do you modify your approach or your game or any way, or you just sort of mentally have trained yourself to approach equally regardless of height, or I guess how have you sort of hacked this?
No, you don't really have to change anything. You don't even bring it up. You don't even address it. The only thing differently is you can do a few things to like show your size, like, you know, picking a girl up at an opportune time and spinning her around, or, you know, having really good body language, obviously. Those are the only things. Like, that's really the only thing I'll ever do, is pick a girl up and spin her around. I don't want to say that and have guys just like randomly like, oh, I'm going to pick this girl up. Like, it's like in a flirty scenario, we've probably already made out. It's not weird or awkward, or, you know, maybe it's at some sort of, you know, appropriate setting or location, whatever. You don't just do it, right? That'd be weird. But other than that, no, that's it.